Four is also a memorial of that miracle in Fatima, October 13, 1917. So it's like 102 years ago when there was a miracle of the sun. And Our Lady, of course, is keep on reminding us to pray the Holy Rosary daily. That's why we have the image of Our Lady of Fatima here. I read a story of Father John Cabano, S.G. Heard of was an old woman in an extended care hospital. She had some kind of wasting disease, her different powers fading away over the march of months. The student kept going back, drawn by the strange force of the woman's joy. Though she could no longer move her arms and legs, she would say, "I'm just so happy and grateful to God that I can move my neck." When she could no longer move her neck, she would say, "I'm just so glad and thankful I can hear and see." When the young student finally asked the old woman what would happen if she lost her senses of hearing and sight, the gentle lady said, "I'll just be so grateful that you come to visit me." In our lives, we have many reasons to thank the Lord, but sometimes we don't think about those and we concentrate on the negative things. And so, in this gospel today, in the readings, the first reading also, the Lord is inviting us to appreciate those blessings that we have. Because if we have a grateful heart, our heart will be joyful also. To experience a miracle does not automatically mean that you will have faith and are saved. For example, out of the 10 lepers who received miraculous healing, only one returned to give thanks to the Lord and received salvation. Jesus said to that one, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Before receiving the total healing, the lepers had to perform some test of their faith. For the lepers, they had to go and show themselves to the priest. Because they obeyed the Lord, on their way to the priest, they were healed. Naaman had to bathe 7 times in the Jordan River before he was healed from his leprosy. But he needed the help of a servant girl who encouraged her to do that and finally obey the prophet's instruction and receive healing. God always uses simple people to bring us healing and blessings. Even if we do not, we all need healing of what leprosy symbolized, that is sin. Sin hurts us. Every person who commits sin hurts himself or herself. For example, like it stopped a beating heart of a child and hurt men also who are father-to-be. There's a saying, abortion does not make a woman without a child, but a mother with a dead child. Sin separates us from our Heavenly Father and from one another. Jesus came precisely to save us from sin, to heal us from these effects of sin, and to reconcile us with God, with His church, and with one another. Jesus is always faithful, even if we are unfaithful, for He cannot deny Himself. We heard in our second reading. When we support teachings or choices contrary to the gospel of life, we deny Jesus, and He will also deny us in front of the Father, and follow gospel values, supporting intrinsically evil action, such as killing a child in the womb, and thus even promoting them is a grievous sin. Of course, euthanasia, contraception, adultery, fornication are all mortal sin and need true sorrow for that sin and a sacramental confession in order to be forgiven. Our church is here to forgive those sins. We are not condemning anybody, but if they come as with the invitation of Jesus to the sacrament of holy confession, then they will receive forgiveness and healing also. God has showered upon us many blessings and has been merciful with us all. He gave us the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church as a mother to guide us, to govern us, and to nourish us with her sacraments. We all have many things to thank the Lord. Let us imitate the lepers in our readings today who decided to serve and worship the Lord alone and forsake other gods. The main thing we commit when we commit sin is usually we call idolatry, or putting something or someone above God, or even some pleasure or material things. If we call ourselves Catholic Christians, let us heed the voice of our true shepherd, Jesus Christ, and his representative, our Bishop Olmsted. For Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 16, "He who hears you, hears me. He who rejects you, rejects me. And he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me." So let us offer our obedience to God as a sacrifice for those who reject God. Imitating what St. Paul said, "Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus." St. Paul offered up his suffering for salvation of souls. That's what we call sacrifice. We need to celebrate the Holy Eucharist as a supreme act of thanksgiving. The Greek word for Eucharist means profoundly religious and thoroughly spiritual thanksgiving. When we celebrate Holy Mass together, we are thanking God for giving us the great gift of His Son in the Holy Eucharist, so that we can share His divine life and be recharged of our spiritual batteries, and for giving us His teaching, guiding, and strengthening us with the Holy Spirit. We express our thanks to God as a parish community by sharing our time, talents, and material blessings in the various ministries and services of our parish, and by our active participation in our outreach program in the community. As we choose to serve the Lord and not any other gods, may our primary reason to worship God on Sunday be to thank the Lord for His great love for us and for the many blessings He has bestowed upon us, and be renewed in Him and firmly desire to serve Him always. May we advance God's kingdom by increasing our commitment to prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, to prayer and holiness in life, and then be able to help others encounter Jesus by our witness and by being His missionary disciples. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, intercede for us all.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, Jesus. of what